This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Brazil on Thursday became the second country to officially top 400,000 COVID-19 deaths, losing another 100,000 lives in just 1 month, as some health experts warn there might be gruesome days ahead when the southern hemisphere enters winter. April was Brazil's deadliest month of the pandemic, with thousands of people losing their lives daily at crowded hospitals. The country's health ministry registered more than 4,000 deaths on 2 days early in the month, and its 7-day average topped out at above 3,100. That figure tilted downward in the last 2 weeks to fewer than 2,400 deaths per day. But on Thursday, the health ministry announced another 3,001 deaths, bringing Brazil's total above 401,000. President Joe Biden took his pitch to the state of Georgia Thursday night for a $4 trillion spending plan to rebuild the nation's aged infrastructure and vastly expand the federal social safety net, choosing a new political battleground to make his case that Americans want a more activist government. Biden told hundreds of supporters who showed up for a socially distanced car rally in the Atlanta suburb of Duluth, the American Jobs Plan would transform the country.
We got a lot more to do. That's why I proposed the American Jobs Plan. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America. It's the biggest jobs plan in this country since World War II.
With his visit to a state he won by fewer than 12,000 votes, Biden set out to build public support for his plan and to try to persuade resistant Republicans that his massive proposal is an investment that the country cannot afford to pass up. This is VOA News. A top ally of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says the network of the politician's offices in Russia is being closed as authorities seek to have it and Navalny's foundation outlawed as an extremist group. We get more from AP's Zaria Shakily.
The Moscow prosecutor's office petitioned a court this month to declare both the regional officers and Navalny's anti-corruption organization as extremist groups, a label that would outlaw their activities, expose members and supporters to lengthy prison terms, and pose a major challenge for Navalny's embattled team. Navalny's top strategist, who runs the regional offices, says that preserving the network in its current state is impossible because of the extremist charges, but rebranding them wouldn't help either. I'm Zaria Shakily.
French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday that French cafes, restaurants, cinemas, and other cultural venues and businesses that closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic will reopen in several stages beginning May 19th. Macron said museums, theaters, cinemas, and concert halls would open May 19th, along with non-essential shops and outdoor seating at cafes and restaurants. Eating establishments will have to wait until June 9th to serve clients indoors. Macron also gave a timetable for lifting an unpopular nighttime curfew that is set at 7 p.m. It will move to 9 p.m. on May 19th and 11 p.m. June 9th, before being fully lifted on June 30th. The U.S. economy continues a brisk recovery from the pandemic-fueled recession. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The economy grew at a brisk 6.4% annual rate in the year's first quarter, up more than 2% from 2020's final 3 months. Consumers led the way, with more people willing and able to travel, shop, and eat out. Next quarter's growth is expected to be even better, potentially 10% or more. Economists say widespread vaccinations, business reopenings, job gains, and more federal spending should help sustain growth. The rebound's been particularly striking, considering just how grim things were a year ago. The economy contracted at a record annual pace of 31% between last April and June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Good news on the economy and jobs helped push stock prices higher on Wall Street, with the S&P 500 closing at a record high after gaining 0.68%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.71%. The Nasdaq was up 0.22%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.